Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Thank you, our Heavenly Father. Blessed be your holy name. For in Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. This evening, I'd like you to title this as Unveiling the Wisdom of God. The title I had for this earlier was a very spiritual title. Thanks to Pastor for helping me to break it down. And Pastor Omi as well. So 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 4. It's going to be a long read. They will begin to break it down from verse 4. The Bible says, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power." Verse 5. It says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. It says, "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." Verse 9. "But as it is written, I had not seen, nor yet heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him." Verse 10. It says, "But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." It says, "For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." Verse 15. "But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judge of no man." Verse 16, which is the final verse. It says, "For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, so we started from verse 4 of this scripture. And Paul, the writer of this epistle, started with, "My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power." And we are saying that we are looking at unveiling the wisdom of God. So I'd like to put it to you this evening that there is the wisdom of God and there is the wisdom of man. The wisdom of God is not common wisdom. It's unveiled. The wisdom of God is unveiled to solve spiritual problems. The wisdom of God is unveiled to interpret spiritual matters. The wisdom of man was never intended to solve spiritual problems. The wisdom of man was never intended to solve spiritual problems. You cannot use buffets to cast out the devil from a man who has an unclean spirit. You can't. But you can use buffets to chance your neighbor. So, I remember I was in the midst of a deliverance session one day. And I saw a particular brother trying to use both fists to cast. I said, no, this thing can't work. It is the wisdom of God that is unveiled that you use to deal with spiritual matters. So the Bible says, when I came unto you, I didn't come with the enticing words of man's wisdom. And that's why I like one thing that Pastor Gwenga used to say, that if what you come to church to hear on a Sunday morning is what you can hear at Harvard's Business School, then probably you didn't go to church that day. Because that's man's wisdom. What we communicate here in church is the Spirit. When you have an headache, you go and see a doctor. When your car has a fault, you go and see a mechanic. When you need to make a furniture, you go and see a carpenter. When you have a spiritual problem, you don't go to a carpenter. I was telling my wife that Baba Adeboye didn't go to the Redeemed Christian Church of God because he wanted to probably get to understand mathematics better. He didn't. What drove him to the Redeemed Christian Church of God was his son that was sick. And he knew this was not an ordinary problem. This is a problem that we need the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. According to what Paul was saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. I came not to you with enticing... You know, sometimes, as pastors, you think we have superpowers. You come with your problems and pastor there is looking like, this one passed me. But somewhere deep down, the pastor just say, God help me, God help me, God help me. Just like a pastor that ahead of a member, and I'm going somewhere this evening. A member of his went to meet them and went to meet the pastor and says, Pastor, we have talked about it. I and my wife, we are ready to go our separate ways. And we just came to let you know. And the pastor said, okay, have you decided? Deep down, the pastor didn't know how he was going to counsel the brother. And the pastor just began to say, you know, and there's a lot of counsel you can give, but deep down, he just didn't know how to counsel. And the problem was because they couldn't conceive. As the brother was speaking, the pastor was just praying under his breath, God speak to me concerning this matter. Help me to reveal your wisdom concerning this matter. And the next thing that came out from the pastor's mouth is, why not give him one more year? That why not give him one more year was a scriptural answer. He says, give it one more year. It's in the scriptures. And that was the scripture that came to the man of God. He says, why not give it one more year? In that one more year, the wife gave birth to twins. Then, after the first set of twins, gave birth to another set of twins. The man of God, when the brother went back to meet the pastor, I said, Pastor, please, whatever you have been praying about. But that was not an ordinary situation. You needed a spiritual counsel. So it has to be in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. So that you lead the person aright according to the counsel of God. Verse 5. It says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but the power of God. You know, I'm speaking with pastor and pastor has made his counsel and he says, well, Jose, at the end of the day, just pray. Whatever the Holy Ghost tells you. Because as men, we are limited. Because and part of the reason we are limited is because our knowledge is limited. Our experience is limited at the end of the day. So it says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. It is the Holy Ghost himself that can help us to know where the power of God will be revealed. Somebody follow me tonight. It is the Holy Spirit himself that interprets spiritual matters. That will tell you, this quarrel you had with your wife yesterday was not ordinary. Go and apologize. She was wrong. It's not if she was wrong or who was right. It's not ordinary. This is a spiritual matter. It's not an ordinary matter. Go and apologize. And I was in a prayer meeting sometimes earlier in the year. Then in the midst of that prayer, one brother just came to tell me that, please, you have to be wary of some of your staffs because the devil is going to use them to exploit your business and they would begin to embezzle some money in your business. Immediately after prayer finished, I started setting trap for them. And I already knew most likely the two people. Today, those two people are no longer in the company. It's the Holy Spirit that helps you to interpret spiritual matters by pointing you to, okay, this is exactly where you have to pinpoint. This is not where you think the problem is. This is actually where the problem is. And like the Bible will say, it says, our warfare is not with flesh and blood. So it's the Holy Spirit that, like Pastor will say, helps you to beam the light. Help you to beam it and let you know that this is the area. So the Bible is saying that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Verse 6 now says, how be it? We speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. It says we speak the wisdom of God among them that are perfect. The wisdom of God is for some select individuals. And the perfect here is terms as, when I looked at it in some expository study version, it put there in bracket the spiritually mature. The wisdom of God is only communicated to those who are spiritually mature. And I like how we put it there, spiritually mature. Because you can be a Christian, but you are not spiritually mature. You can be a Christian, but you are carnal. So the wisdom of God is for the select individuals. It's from those who are not ready to mix the worldly counsel with the counsel of God. Well, Pastor has said this, boss. Omo, let's use our head. What Pastor communicated was the counsel of God. It's not now left for you to say, Omo, let's add two and two together. And we cannot take this absolutely. What the angel came and told Abraham is, by this time of life, Sarah, your wife, will conceive. That was the wisdom of God. It was not left to say, let's go and do IVF. She will conceive and she will bear you a son. It's not now trying to add the worldly, you know how we do it. You know, like Pastor says, God says, that thing you are believing me for, I've answered. Stop praying. And you know, I say, let me praise God. If God says he has answered, let me praise. God say, I've done this thing already. But you are looking at how can I work this thing out in the energy of the flesh? It is for the people who are not ready to use the energy of the flesh. Are you with me this evening? That's the people who the wisdom of God is communicated to. Because the Bible says in Genesis 17 verse 1 that when God appeared to Abraham again, he told him, I am the Lord Almighty. Walk before me and be thou perfect. So this time around, God was not speaking to the person who has been trying to mix all manner of carnalities. God wanted to deal with a spiritual man. Are you with me tonight? Verse 7. It says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. And I like that. Well, it's still in verse 7. Let me stay on verse 7. It says, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. So it helps us to see here that it is hidden to the world, but it is revealed to the spiritually mature. That thing that they call a mystery is a mystery because it is hidden to the world. But it is revealed, it is unveiled to them who are spiritually mature. And he now made it worthy of note to tell us that it was ordained before the foundation of the world. So I've come to tell you tonight, there is nothing you are facing that it has been termed as a challenge or as a problem that the Bible says there was already a solution for it. Where? Before the foundation of the world. Nothing came to meet God by a surprise.
There is no problem on earth that came to meet God by surprise. The Bible says he already ordained it before the foundation of the world. He's only hidden to you because you have not decided to unveil the mystery, unveil the wisdom of God behind the mystery. And what's a mystery? A mystery is anything that is beyond your reach. You are trying to decipher it. You're trying to break it down. But it's beyond your reach. And we know. We know things like that. Why does this thing happen in every generational lineages in my family? Why does this kind of thing happen? It's a mystery. It's beyond you. But in that thing, the Bible says God wants to unveil his wisdom. And the wisdom of God is in the mind of God. Verse 8. It says, which none of the princes of this world knew. It says, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. That wisdom of God. None of the princes of the world knew it. So what God did here was that he used his wisdom to humiliate the devil and to exalt his own child. Oh no. So that's it. Every time there is something beyond you, God is trying to use that thing to humiliate the devil and to exalt you. Because the Bible says in Proverbs 25 verse 2, it is the glory of the Lord to conceal a matter. But it is the honor of kings to do what? To search it out. So God, when the matter is concealed, when the matter is beyond your reach, God is working something behind it. Why? It is for your honor. It is for your glory. So that's why as Christians, we don't run away from challenges. As Christians, we don't run away from problems. Why? Because locked behind that challenge, locked behind that problem, is something that is supposed to take you further, take you higher, give you a promotion.
Hallelujah.
So God humiliated the world through his wisdom, but he also exalted Christ. That's what verse 8 is trying to tell us. He says, none of the princes of the world knew. Assuming they would not have, they were happy, yes. The person who they call their Messiah, the person who they call their king, we are going to stone him. There's nothing that's going to be heard about him as. But on the third day, to their amazement, he rose. God totally humiliated them. And that's what happens. It's just a matter of time. You are coming out of it. God will use that same problem, that same challenge. He will use it to humiliate the devil. But he will use that same challenge, that same problem, to exalt you.
Verse 9. Let me still stay on this. Let me go to verse 9. It says, but as it is written, I had not seen.
It says, nor yet heard. Neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Now, it's worthy to note that the organs that were listed here are kind of the natural organs that we used to relate with our world. Eye had not seen. Your hair had not heard. It says there's nothing that has entered. So, it says it is written. You cannot use the normal ways that you used to relate with earthly things to relate with God. The normal sensory, you see, I had not seen. We cannot come to the knowledge of God through the normal ways. And that's what happened to Nicodemus. Nicodemus was trying to decipher in John chapter 3. Let's look at John chapter 3.
I think from verse 2. John chapter 3 from verse 2.
It says, the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher from God. Nicodemus was saying, he says, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. This thing is still a mystery to us. But we know that Behind this mystery, there's a hand. Behind this mystery, there's something. And it is except God be with somebody like this that he can be doing it. Now, and let's look at verse 3. Let's look at Jesus' reply. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now see how Nicodemus interpreted it. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? He was interpreting it through what he understood. And the Bible says, that which I want to do for you, it's not from what your heart can decipher. It's not what from what your heart. So Nicodemus says, you say a man can be born again. But what Jesus was talking about was a spiritual matter. Will a man that is already old go back into his mother's womb and come out? Let's see what Jesus said. He says, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I see unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, Jesus is now trying to help him with spiritual understanding, break it down. This is exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about what you think your natural mind can understand. I'm trying to take you to a higher place of understanding. Except a man, and that's most times what God wants to help us with. That's most times what the Holy Spirit wants to help us with when we are faced with a challenge. Where he's trying to take us into a higher realm, into a higher depth, into a higher height.
Verse 6, continuing. Verse 6. John 3, verse 6.
Now look at this. It says, that which is born of the flesh is what? And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. You cannot use your carnal wisdom to get a hold, to get a hang of spiritual matters. You can't. And that's actually what's happening in the world today. The world is trying to know about Christ through science. The world is trying to know about Christ through technology. The world is trying to know about Christ through history, through culture. But what has been veiled by His Spirit can only be unveiled by His Spirit. What has been veiled by His Spirit can only be unveiled by His Spirit. You have to be born of the Spirit for you to be able to interpret spiritual matters. So John will say in Revelation, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I was not in the flesh. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day.
The Bible says, but God had revealed them unto us by His Spirit. It says, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. So there's something called the things of God. Yeah? And that's not for today.
There's something called the things of God. But the Bible says that only the Spirit, it's only the Spirit that searches. It's only the Spirit that searches His own Spirit. It's only the Spirit of God that can give us access to the things of God. It's only the Holy Spirit that can give us access to the things of God. Why exactly? The Holy Spirit is the only one that can reveal God because He is God and He is the member of the Godhead who deals directly with man. That's why the devil couldn't know what God was trying to do. Because the devil didn't have the Holy Spirit. That's why the devil cannot know what God wants to do in your life. He does not have the Holy Spirit. Oh, somebody didn't get that. The devil cannot know what God wants to do with your life. Forget what they told you in that place where you went to. The devil cannot know what God wants to do with your life. He does not. Only the Spirit of God can give us access to the things of God. And He says, except you be born of the Spirit, you cannot what? Enter into the kingdom of God. So there's an access, there's an entrance you gain when you are born of the Spirit. There's an access, there's an entrance that you gain when you yield to the Spirit. So there are different matters that come against you. Just like a matter came against my family some years back. And I want to just use this particular illustration. Maybe a bit of us must have heard it before. And my dad started saying that this matter, we might need the help of a psychiatric doctor. I said, no, this is not a psychiatric doctor. This is a demonic spirit in operation. A psychiatric doctor cannot help you cast out a demon spirit. Only the Spirit of God can give us access to the things of God. Verse 11. It says, for what man knoweth the things of a man? It says, saves the spirit of a man which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. I like that ending part. He said, the things of God knoweth no man except the Spirit of God. Do you have the Spirit of God on your inside? So the things of God can locate you now. The spirit of a man, and that's this one is divination. The spirit of a man can know something about the spirit of another man. That's what that verse is trying to tell us. Hello? By divination, the spirit of a man can know something about another man. But this scripture is trying to tell us, you cannot know anything about God except you have his spirit, or except his own spirit communicates it to you. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, the things of God. Are you after the things of God? He says he knoweth no man, but what? But if that thing does not know a man. He does not know a man. He does not know a man's spirit. He only knows the spirit of God. That's why you can't be stranded. That's why you can't be boxed into a corner.
I once heard a story about a particular brother who had gone in for an exam. I think everybody was all at that point. He had gone in for the exam, and the paper that was set before him was very different from what he has read.
So this brother had sat down, and everything that stood in front of him on that question paper appeared as no.
And so, you know, there are some exams you just sit in front, carry over. So immediately the brother saw that this one is beyond me. The brother puts the pen down in exam hall, and I heard that this happened in University of Ibadan. He put the pen down. Then you just began to hear ratose ketele prasotose.
And as the brother kept on speaking in tongues, you just began to hear something like well up. Well up. See, listen to me. The things of God. So you just began to hear well up. Well up. Immediately the brother took the pen and began to write. He took the pen and began to write. Another brother, which was a fellowship brother, was in the hall. Okay, I've seen the answer. Let me follow. Brother to put pen down. Masoto rekezete rapazuntu le preketia reketo zoto repababa. Well up. You know, the evangelists were confused because almost all the fellowship brothers took the same direction. My brother, nobody that went into that paper and followed that same procedure came out with failure. The things of God. The Bible says, it knoweth no man except but the Spirit of God. You can press deep and say, Lord, this thing is beyond me, but nothing is beyond you. Hello? It's beyond me. I cannot. The Bible, you know, the Yorubas called him Aditu. You know, it's beyond me, but this thing cannot be beyond you. He says, because you already ordained it before the foundation. Listen to me. God already sacrificed Jesus on the cross before the foundation of the world. It was in the mind of God Before God said, let there be light, before anything about this world came to be, he had already sacrificed Jesus. So there is no problem about your life that it doesn't come to him as a surprise. It's to you as a surprise, but it's not to him as a surprise.
So like that, brother, you can go back home tonight. Reko setia la balosia. Rekatoze kezizi kataya. This is not beyond you. Rababozie le karo de kizatabaya. Reme sotoli pariketo eketia alarode. Embe rapasuzia. Rakatalia barodo. The answers begin to well up. The solutions begin to well up. I receive direction right now. Rege da zakudia. Rebe babuzia. He says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. Ha! What you received was not substandard. It says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. You didn't receive the spirit of confusion. Hello? You did not receive the spirit of confusion. He says what we received is not the spirit of the world. The world can be confused. The world can be dismayed. The world can be discouraged. The world can be depressed. He says, but what? That is not what we received. We received not an adulterated version, but the spirit of God. Oh. So even as I begin to pray, I begin to know. As I begin to pray, I begin to know. As I begin to lock in the inside of the Spirit, I begin to know. Verse 13. It says, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Now verse 14 says, it says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Is this peradventure your position? He says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Why? He says, for they are foolishness unto him. He put it there in a colon. For they are foolishness unto him. God knows that before he speaks, you are not going to approve of the idea. God knew that as foolish as the idea was, the son that I promised you that I will give you for 25 years, and I came up and I said, we are going to kill him. Ah, God. And listen to me. It was not only after 25 years. It was after 25 plus 14 years, because the boy was now 14. What I have waited and expected for 39 years. God now says, end it in one day. Ah, foolishness. But the Bible says the natural man, he cannot receive the things of God. For what? For their foolishness unto him. So what is the things of God that needs to be communicated to your spirit that your natural mind is blocking? You need to ask yourself, what is that thing that your natural mind is blocking? But the Bible says, you have called it foolishness. But God says, in this one is where I want to unlock your promotion. In this one is where I want to unlock honor for you. In this one is where I want to bring your family out of captivity. But you've called it foolishness. That thing could just be, you need to let go. That man you've held in your heart, yes, I knew he abused you emotionally. He abused you sexually. It's part of the reason why you've been in this crisis. But you just need, it looks foolish. God, this man, I should let him go like that. It looks foolish. But God says in it, in that particular decision, might just be an unlocking of your marital destiny. In that particular decision, might just be the unlocking of the marital destiny of your siblings. It says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. It says, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Verse 15. It says, but he that is spiritual, he does what? He judgeth all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man. He that is spiritual, after he has judged all things,
He does not even allow. You know, Paul says, when this gospel was committed unto me, I conferred not with flesh or blood. He says, I went up by revelation. Galatians 2:2. After I received this gospel, I conferred not with flesh or blood. I went up by revelation. After I have looked left, I have looked right, I have looked to the front, I have looked to the right, and this is what the word of God is telling me to do. So far it is the revelation of God, I'm going ahead with it. Are you listening to me? It might look foolish, but I'm going ahead with it. The word might call me out of my mind, but because why? I'm judged of no man. I will not allow the flesh to interfere.
Verse 16. It says, for who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? Now look at this. It says, but we have the mind of Christ. Who hath known the mind of God? Let that person come and tell us what God is saying. Like most of you are saying, until I get to pastor, I don't think I can know what God is saying. Pastor has the mind of God. Pastor is constantly sitting on the chest of, is constantly putting his ears on the chest of Jesus, so he can hear concerning my life. He says, we not only pastor, we have the mind of Christ. We have what? The mind of Christ. Who is blessed this evening? You have the mind of Christ. 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 You know what to do. You know the way to go. You know how to get out of, that situation. We have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. Can you speak in the spirit, wherever you are tonight? I have the mind of Christ. Reno sekezian talabados. Rebegezotozian talibra dago zekede. Reba babazon tole bregedo zezia. The mind of Christ that reveals to us the things of God. Ripazon tolia bregedosia. Rababando zekezia tabali bregedezonto. Regedozonto rababazunti la balegede. Rebabagadosia lebradoze gedede. Regedede. I have the mind of Christ. Therefore, I know the things of God. Rado Zekia. Regadede. Rodododododo. Ribababaila. Rededededodiala barodos. Rekazantale brano siantelebando. Rodododododododododododosia. Regadededododododia. Rabababagadadia. Rododododo. Elegerede. Oh, Rabababadia, I have the mind of Christ, the mind of Christ, the mind of Christ, the mind of Christ. So therefore, I have access, I have access, I have access to the things of God. Rado Setia, Elego Rodozonto Rebabando, Yega de Borododo de Debele de Borododo, Igarabo Dododo. I can see into the things that God is doing concerning my life. I can see into the things that God is doing concerning my family. I can see into the things that God is doing concerning my marriage. I can see into the things that God is doing concerning my children. Yes, yes, yes. I have the mind of Christ. Rina sonto libra na zonte regedebos. Regedede zozozia. Rego zezegedia. Rododo zeketia. Rababazonto lebredozia. Rika zote ria gadazu. Regedededededebosha. Rigazanto lebredozia. Rasonto rimandelebazo. Rekezonto liabaledosia.
In Jesus' mighty name.